Good morning. Welcome to worship here at St. Mark's. I'm so glad you can join us today, and a special welcome to everybody who's visiting us today because of VBS. It's been an exciting week. You see, we still love the decorations that are up, and so we're it was wonderful with having, I think, over 300 kids that were here. It was fabulous. So I invite you to stand as we begin our service, beginning as we always do, remembering who we belong to, and beginning our service in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We pray. Heavenly Father, you have called us to be your own, and you have drawn us here to worship you. I thank you for all those who are gathered here together, all who are part of the one body. I pray that you would guide us by the one Spirit to follow you all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let us confess our sins. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess to you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Because of this, we run for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake forgive all our sins. And by your Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will, and true obedience to your word, to the end that by your grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one we could ever say. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you.
Thank you.
Sorry, what I was expecting in front of me was not in front of me. So we're not going to be actually reading from Ephesians. I'm not sure how that confusion happened. Actually, we are. Don't mind me. I'm doing great. Thanks. So our sermon scripture reading for today is, in fact, from Ephesians chapter 4. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. At this time, I'd like to invite all the VBS kids to come forward because they're going to be singing three VBS songs. Like I said, we had over 300 kids here for VBS. We had, I believe, over 100 volunteers helping support this ministry. And so I just want to give thanks to all the people who helped offer their time and our congregation just for all your support and the setup and for praying for this ministry. Just thank you so much, everybody who was involved with that. And so as we're kind of finishing up, getting set up, then we have a few songs for you. All right. So now we have Little Worship. And so Little Worship is an opportunity for children ages 4 through 4th grade to go and have a message just for themselves. Get your parents' permission first, though, before you go, so they are aware that you're going and they've signed off on that. They're going to be going down the hall quite a ways to the youth room, which is then down the hall, and then there's up a couple of flights of stairs to the youth rooms where they're going. So if you're trying to find your child, they will be brought back to the sanctuary after their message is done, in case you're not familiar. But children are invited to go, either go back to your parents or go on. You can meet with Miss Lawrence in the or that way, meet in the back hall there for going on to Little Worship. Again, if you have any questions for finding your kid, then go talk to somebody who seems to know. Maybe if they have a scuba shirt on, might be an idea of where the youth room is. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Before I get into the meat of my message, I talk a lot with my hands, if you've ever heard me preach before. And so I wanted to address the elephant on my hand, in case you saw this lovely thing and were wondering, well, what happened to Pastor? I don't want that to be a hindrance to hearing the rest of my sermon. I was actually cleaning a knife. I was cleaning it, and there wasn't enough soap, and foolishly, instead of doing the smart thing of setting it down, getting more soap, I decided to press a little bit harder, and that didn't go so well. This is actually the second time in 4 years that I have injured this exact pinky cleaning dishes. So the answer is I'm never cleaning dishes again. I'm pretty sure that's the answer. No, actually, it's interesting. The first time it was a glass, like a wine glass that had a stem, and I was cleaning the inside and just shifted off and nicked me real good. And second time now is a knife. And while I'd love to have the takeaway, don't clean dishes, I don't think that'll swing by my wife. But also, the first time while I was cleaning the glass, she was in the shower, and this time she was snuggling our son on the bed. So I think the real takeaway is I can't clean sharp things without a supervisor. That's the real takeaway here. So from now on, my wife will be present if I'm going to be cleaning anything sharp. So actually, we don't have any more glass wine glasses because of this. We got rid of all of them. I'm serious. I just couldn't be trusted anymore. So. But getting back to, we just had VBS, and it was an awesome, you saw a little taste of just the awesomeness that happened here this week with those three songs, and the joy with, you know, the crafts, and there was an imagination station where they got to learn about science, and that guy used to proclaim the truths about God, more songs, games and activities. They went inside a whale made up of trash bags, just a lot of fun that all these children got to have. And so the theme, as it kind of alluded, maybe not, but was that God is our friend. And so I wanted to introduce you to some of our friends, get you an additional rehashing of our EBS lessons for today. So first I want to introduce you to my friend Tad here. And so Tad is a frogfish. Admittedly, I didn't know what a frogfish was. Never heard of them. They are really good at camouflage. And so looking at a frogfish, you might not recognize, it might just look like coral. And so you can't see a frogfish the same way that you can see other fish, but he's real. And in a similar way, you can't see God the way you can see other friends, but God is a friend who is real. And my next friend over here is Finley. Finley is, of course, a dolphin. And dolphins are real loving to each other. They swim around together. They play games with each other. And dolphins are one of the few animals who are... sorry, I was lost on whether it's a fish or a mammal. I think it's a mammal because they breathe oxygen. But anyway, one of the few aquatic mammals who are friendly with humans as well, and they show love to humans. So we remember that God is a friend who loves with Finley here. My friend Fisher fell, but he'll be okay. And this is Fisher. Fisher is a seal, and seal babies will cry out for their moms, and they'll all be doing it, and yet the mom knows the voice of their young. And so from a young age, baby seals learn that they can trust their moms. And so with a seal here, with Fisher, we remember that God is a friend who we can trust. And this is Waylon. Waylon is a whale shark. And among other things, whale sharks can live to be sometimes up to 150 years old. They are some of the longest living fish. I know this one's actually a fish. Fish in the sea. And so this is part of what reminds us that God is a God who is a friend forever. Him being from eternity, him being much older than 150 years. But that's what Waylon reminds us of. And somebody moved my friend Octavia, but that's okay. This is Octavia. And Octavia is an octopus, having eight arms. And each arm could be used to give everyone a hug. Up to eight hugs could be given from one animal. That's pretty impressive. And so this octopus, Octavia, reminds us that God is a friend for everyone. So we had a wonderful week at VBS. But part of what I wanted to emphasize today is that while God is a friend to each and every one of us, at the same time, he's a friend who calls his friends to also be friends. In other words, it's not just, well, God's a friend with you sometimes and you sometimes. He's a friend with all of us all the time, and he calls us to be one body in Christ. Pretty consistently, God actually calls people to follow him, not just a person. Now, you might be thinking, well, Pastor, what about all the way back from the beginning? He formed Adam. That's just a one guy. But right after he forms Adam, he says, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the heavens, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And right from the onset, you have there a description of not just one, but two. And then from there, it goes on. God says, God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it." So even though he called, formed and raised up one man, Adam, it didn't stay just that one individual, but rather he formed a duo, and then from there he said, "Multiply, fill the earth and subdue it." Or you might think, well, Pastor, what about Abraham? He called just Abraham. Sure, he had Sarah, but it was just Abraham who then he called him and his wife to follow him. But if you look at the blessing given to Abraham from Genesis, it says, "Now the Lord said to Abram, 'Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.'" In other words, yes, God called one man, Abram. But part of the intent, the purpose, is not just that he would be solo by himself, living in a vast mansion as a hermit. But rather, the intent from the onset was that God would bless all the families, all the nations of the earth through this man. God is a God who develops friendships but brings those friendships together in community. Consider even the 12 disciples. Sure, some of them he called multiples at a time, some he called one at a time. But all of that, he didn't establish those 12 relationships and say, well, I'm going to meet with you on Monday at 4, and you on Tuesday at 2, and you on Wednesday at 3. No. From the onset, again, it was a community of people that he called together and said, come together. I love VBS. I forgot to point out one thing, which is why I'm coming back to that, because I've loved it as a kid. I went to VBS many times, and what I love about VBS is it's a chance for so many Christians to come together in one thing. It's a wondrous thing as we have here together people from different denominations, all people who believe in the same God who would call Jesus their Lord and Savior, and yet we are here together, our children were together here singing praises to our God. And it's a wondrous thing. And I'm in awe of that. We who are called God's friends. Here again, our reading from Ephesians 4. I, therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Part of what I wanted to impress upon us today to reflect with this idea of community, this idea that it's not a bunch of individuals who are all following God, is there's a temptation. And whether it's a temptation common to Western culture, a temptation common to the American spirit, there's a temptation that says, well, my faith in God is just between me and God. And when that is the perspective, it's very easy to say, so if I live out my faith in God just at my home by myself, I don't have to worry about other people, connecting with other people. It doesn't matter because my faith in God, God is my friend, just him and I. But if you look at what God is at work doing from the beginning, and even through to now, that is not how he has done things. He's given us each other as a gift and a blessing. And yeah, it's hard sometimes. I've known many people who've had an experience where they say, you know, I enjoyed going to church, but then the pastor said something. It just, I've never been back. It rubbed me the wrong way. Or there was a parishioner who said or did something, and it just, I couldn't stand it. I can't face seeing them Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. And people are so quick sometimes, unfortunately, to cut themselves off from the rest of the body of Christ than to say, you know what? It's hard dealing with people sometimes. But let's work through it together, because that's what God has called us to do. For God has formed one body in one Spirit. There is one hope, one baptism, one God and Father of all. And a crucial reason that God has done and established this is for the building up of each other and the support of each other. Here again from Ephesians chapter 4. God gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, the teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. And while there is a long list there I don't think it's meant to be an exhaustive list. In other words, I read this as God has given us each other so that we might build each other up to maturity in the faith, so that we're not tossed to and fro by all the things that come our way. Because there's a lot of doctrines, a lot of beliefs out there, whether it's about God or about humanity or about life. Everyone has an idea of, well, this is what is truth. And how do you know? How do you go through the storms of this life? Of course, you cling to your friend God, but God has given you also other friends to support you. Because this life ain't easy. You know this. And it's a lot harder when you say, I am an island. I am a self-made individual. I've gotten where I am all because of my hard work. When the reality is that all of us need help sometimes. All of us need support sometimes. And it takes what Paul said earlier. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We need exactly what God has given us, and that is each other. We need the friends that our friend God has called us to be a part of in community. Paul goes on, rather speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. I want to leave you with one metaphor. It'll resonate with some of you more than others. It depends on if you're musical or you've been a part of an orchestra before. You could probably translate this to a sports team if that's more your jive, but I played trumpet as part of the Wind Symphony at Concordia, now Chicago. It was River Forest previously. And I remember when I was there, we recorded a CD. It's this little disc. You put it into a machine, it plays. I don't know why I'm saying that to you guys, no. Anyway, we recorded CDs, and it was miserable. You get up, like, at the crack of dawn, and you go into, we were in the worship space, and because of all the electronic recording equipment, it is frigid. Like, people are wearing blankets when they're not playing, just trying to survive. And then you play one song, and then you wait 5 minutes, and then all of a sudden the notes get told, and you're like, the clarinets were too loud, and the flutes came in too early, the trumpets were just terrible, you gotta do it all again. Something like that. And then you record again and again and again and again. And I mention this because I think this is an apt metaphor for how sometimes we live life. See, God is the author of the music. He's also the conductor saying, at this point, I need a crescendo from you, and I need you guys to kind of dim down a little bit. And he's directing all of this. And there's always a problem when you have an individual say, you know what? I want to be in premier. I want to be louder than everybody. I'm going to play because I need to be front and foremost. And there's times where that is appropriate. But when you do it, you miss what the conductor is at work doing. Or you might say, you know what, I'm not very confident in my part. I'm not very strong, so I'm only going to play just a little bit. Just real quiet. I'm still playing it. It's okay. But you miss the beauty of what the composer has put forth when you sheepishly hide from your parts. Or even worse, you have some people who think, you know what, as long as I'm sitting in that chair, I don't have to play anything, and I still get the applause at the end. It's awesome. And you miss the beauty of what's happening right now. You miss the beauty of how it is that God has brought the whole orchestra together, and that each one is called to play a part. And while some parts might be more grand than others, if one part is missing, everything is diminished because of it. But God has called all of us to be his friend and all of us to follow him. And that includes then playing the part that you have been given, following where he leads, reaching out to the people that don't know him, who only you know. Trust me, as a pastor, when I say you can't come and be like, "Pastor, I need you to come meet my friend so that you can talk to them and you can convince them they need to be a part of the body of Christ." You can try that, but it's not a very effective way of doing things. No, how much truer it is that God has called you and placed you in the place where you work, in the place where you live, in the community that you are already a part of, to say, go and be the light of God to them. For the people walking in darkness might not know of the light, but you have been called to go and reach them. So don't see yourself as an isolated island, as if your faith in God is just a you and him relationship with nothing to do with other people. Because that's not how God does things. But rather recognize that you are a part of the one body. And as such, you have responsibilities to each other, and you have a role to play in what God is at work doing within his creation. Amen. At this time, we're going to be gathering our tithes and our offerings. As well, we have a black service folder in the pews in front of you, which we record attendance. And it's really appreciated if you could just fill out your name in that for our records. But otherwise, I invite, the praise band to come back up for our song.
And every flying bird. Let every mountain, every field, and valley of the earth, let all the moons and all the stars in all the universe sing praises to the living God who rules them by His word. Hallelujah! Glory be to our great God. Hallelujah! Glory be to our great God. Hallelujah! Glory be to our great God. Hallelujah! Glory be to our great God.
I invite you to stand. We'll be continuing with a profession of faith, and this comes from Martin Luther, who were the Lutheran Church. He gave an explanation for the different articles of the Apostles' Creed, and so this is from the first article, which begins, "I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth," and so this is an explanation, and so those who believe and profess this, I invite you to join in. I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that He has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of them. He also gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, spouse and children, land, animals, and all that I have. He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. He defends me against all danger and guards and protects me from all evil. All this He does only out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me. For all this, it is my duty to thank and praise, serve and obey Him. This is most certainly true. You may be seated. I believe we have a VBS video at this time. All right. Please stand as we pray to our God. Heavenly Father, I thank You so much that we have an opportunity to come together to celebrate what You have done for us, to give You thanks and praise. I thank You for all the children that You brought here that got to just have fun at VBS this week. I thank You for all the volunteers who gave their time. I pray all of us would take these truths that You are our friend and that we would go and keep that with us all the days of our life and that we would share that truth with others who need to hear it. I thank You for the people, the youth who have gone on the youth trip and the leaders who have taken them. I thank You that they're safely where they're at in Arizona, and I pray that You keep them safe, that You would help them as they're serving people in need, and I pray that those people whom they are serving might come to know You. May I know the light of Your love. All these things we pray before You and pray together as Your Son has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Receive the blessing of our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. Lord, make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Lord, look upon you with favor and grant you His peace. Amen. Darkest
But your light is greater. You light our way, God, you light our way. When evil is rising, you're rising higher with power to save, with power to save.
Please be seated. At this time, first I want to say thank you to everyone for joining us in worship today at St. Mark's, especially those who are Visitors Day. It's just wonderful to celebrate together. I'd like to invite our Director of Christian Education, Lauren, up. And first and foremost, VBS would not have happened without her, her hard work and organization. So yeah, thank you. All right.
Actually, it would, but I do thank God that he lets me be a part of it. So that's amazing. I wanted to give you an update, and that is we loved scuba so much, we wanted you to really feel like you were underwater. So it's raining, which is great. So it's perfect for scuba. So we have the ice cream truck out there. Kona Ice, their truck was having some issues. So that's okay. We got the ice cream truck. He has an icy thing too, if you'd like. So you're invited to grab that on your way out. It is parked. You'll see it when you go outside. So we'd love for you to enjoy some of that. If you don't feel like standing in the rain, you can take it to go because it's packaged too. So thank you so much. It's right out here.
Thank you. All right. Well, I have nothing further for you, so thank you. Go in peace and serve the Lord. God bless your week.